This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have the pleasure of having a chat with darling Molly. Hello, how are you?
Hello there. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very well. Thank you for joining me today and having a chat in The Wardrobe. For people who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about how you contribute to what do I call it? I don't call it. Fairy Princess Lucy calls it the Gone Wild ecosystem, which I love.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Right?
I love that, actually.
Isn't that brilliant? I have to trademark it every time now. I'm pretty sure I have to pay royalties soon. So it's a great term, right?
It's great because, like, there's ecosystems, there's, like, sub-ecosystems. I love it.
Mm.
It's great. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So I am an FRF voice actor, I guess I'll say. And I specialize, I guess, in deeper voice audios. I think that's
pretty much
what puts me different from other people.
Yeah.
I can't really even say it. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So your username is Darling Molly, capital D, capital M, and Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, I noticed.
That's correct.
I will link it all in the post, obviously. But shall I call you Darling? Shall I call you Molly? What? How should I call you?
Oh, Molly is fine. Molly. I love the way you say it.
Oh. okay. Molly it is. Lovely. So you mentioned you create FFF content. How did you sort of come into this space and decide, just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to record myself moaning into a mic.
You know,
funnily
enough,
yeah,
I love making typos in verbal speech. funnily enough, I didn't start with FRF. I did some, like, FRM content, which if you look back enough, it's there. And don't look, because oh my God, it is so embarrassing. I didn't know who I was. My voice was so high back then, because, like, who's gonna want to listen to someone sound like a prepubescent boy? And afterwards, people are like, hey, you sound not weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we can work with that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, growing up being made fun of for having a voice that wasn't like, hi.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, instead.
Yep.
I kind of found my niche, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just realizing people like this kind of thing, yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I have somewhat of a deeper voice, it would seem, as well. And likewise, grew up just like, yeah, I wasn't one of the hi, I was one of the hey. I like the way you put that, actually. That's really cool. But yeah, always just, I don't know, not sort of criticized or you know, called out on it for any. Occasionally I was. That's not true. But yeah, it's
well.
Not...
You shouldn't be. You have a voice like caramel. It's great.
Yeah. Well, I think that whole what we, if I could liken myself to in the same sort of category, bring to this. It is a point of difference. But it took. I don't know about you, but it took me a long time to, you know, accept that. Okay, this is the way it is. I can't change it. I mean, I can, I guess, but I don't want to. I'm lazy by nature.
Absolutely. There's zero, almost zero representation for women with low voices. And when they do have it, we're like comic relief, which is great, but also maybe a little bit more than that, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. How was that initial reception? Were you surprised at it?
I was, yes. Mm. There were a lot of DMs that I was very surprised to deal with. I think it all kind of settled down when I was in there for a while, and I realized that, like, the FRM content wasn't what I wanted. And then after I realized that, there was less of it, you know?
Yeah.
There was less of the weird stuff, I guess, that comes with all of this. Afterwards, it was great. I realized if I don't want to do something, I shouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, great lesson to learn on any platform, actually.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So you initially started with FM content because what was your motivation to start recording in the first place?
I don't know. I used to listen to a lot of audios, and I fancy myself someone who actually can you know, do range.
Yeah.
And I think the first couple, because I did both, I would do like one of each per week.
Like the same script? Thought, you know, did you flip a script or different audios?
Oh, I would do separate scripts. Oh my God, that's a whole other thing. I would write entire scripts, and now I don't take the time to do that anymore. Yeah. It was so much work. But I don't know. I like to write stories, I guess. And some stories I thought suited a male audience better. And I just thought it was fun in the beginning. Yeah, it was really fun.
So how long have you been doing this?
Since last June.
Oh, right.
Since the beginning of June-ish. Yeah, it was a couple of weeks before my birthday, and I thought, hey, you know what I should do? You know what I should do? I should take that little tiny, really shitty gaming mic that I have, and I should say fun things into it.
I love it. Why not? Just I don't know, push yourself a little and expand, I guess. Sort of. So is it a creative outlet for you?
It is, yes. Yeah. I was always an art kid, so I always like to make things.
Cool.
And to make things that people can see or like hear, I don't know, I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. And how, like, you mentioned you were a listener. Prior to, how long had you, like, how did you discover this lovely space in itself, this ecosystem?
Whew, that was a while ago. Damn, I was in college. Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years ago, I think I found someone. It was somebody on Tumblr, actually, who was posting their stuff, and I didn't know about GWA at all until 3 years ago.
Right.
By the time I found it, there were like some pretty like big names up there as well, and like everyone was like, "Wow, this is actually great." And I thought, "This is amazing that people can actually do this, you know, for a living, like on Patreon and stuff."
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 5 or 6 years, I've been on this train, and then only last year I was like, "Hey, maybe I could do this."
Yeah. Well, obviously, I've listened to your content, and I was just so pleased. I don't see that tag deep voice very often, so when I do, it kind of piques my interest straight away. It's like, hello, fellow deep voice person, oh my gosh, I really thoroughly enjoy your content, and I'm glad that there is a space and that it is recognized because it is a point of difference. And I'm now only sort of now a year in, just sort of embracing it fully. I was just like, well, this is it. This is what you get. And there is that, I don't know, that listenership out there who really dig it. I appreciate that you're putting it out there. So now you mentioned you had a gaming mic. Are you still using that same sort of setup from when you first started recording?
Oh, hell no. Oh, God. That was, when I'm telling you it's a shitty, it was $30 from Amazon.com, and I would never go back to that thing. God, it would just make static noises at random. But now I have a $60 mic.
Whoa, look at
that. It's a lot better.
Oh, it sounds amazing. I wouldn't have thought. Yay for the upgrade. So do you record at home or in a specific place, or is it a fixed sort of location? Or I know some people record in their car because great sound in a car. How, what's your process?
Really?
Like? Car's good. Yeah, car is good. Yeah.
Car is good. Mm-hmm. I love that. I record in my bedroom, actually. It's some interesting acoustics sometimes because it's kind of right next to a street.
Right.
So in like the old audios with a really bad mic, and when I didn't used to use what was that thing? It was not Audacity, I think. Not Audacity. Yeah. Audiate, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when I wasn't using that, there would just be like motorcycle noises in the background. You know, something, I guess I can say, important happens, or that's what it was. So now that I have all the software, so it doesn't really matter where I sit, which is great because I love being comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you like, I'm used to record sitting on my bed, you know, and every now and then the mic would fall over. It's like, oh, sorry. I'll just have to, you know,
wherever you're comfortable. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Comfort is, it's a big deal. Because I guess you kind of, so you're doing script fills, and you mentioned you wrote initially your own scripts. Is that right?
Yes. So I have this thing where I'm afraid of talking. candidly, which is really funny because I'm doing this, because I'll always see something wrong. Like when I was doing presentations as a kid, like you know, swear words will always come out no matter what. So I find myself, if I don't lead myself somewhere, I will go off on a tangent and it's terrible. Like I've started talking about biology in English classes and it's not good. So
and is that
and they don't even have that. Yeah,
go on. Sorry.
I don't know, they don't even have that like Oscar acceptance speech music to tell you that you're going off. So like, I don't know.
Playing
I'm just
the music,
there
they're
looking
playing
like a total
out.
Banana.
I need to stop.
Like it's
I need to stop.
Ridiculous.
I used to as well. It's interesting. Just yeah, would get kind of that whole verbal diarrhea. Just like okay, I just need to keep talking because I don't know what I'm saying, and I'm just gonna do it and do the stuff, and I'm just like shh, shh.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop until someone stops it. And by that time, it's way too late.
Oh, goodness sake. So with now you're not writing, so do you write at all? Do you produce any scripts at all now?
For myself, yes. I'm really terrified of writing things, which is weird because I was an English major, so
oh,
I
wow.
should be really into this. But the scripts I write for myself, they have these little cues that like I understand.
Yeah.
Which... I mean, to write something that other people will read and, like, not think it sounds weird, like, I don't know, long resigned sigh that makes it feel like you're thinking of something really specific or something. I don't know. It's
yeah.
I also like, write, like, weird cues for myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I used to have to write those scripts just, and I'd follow them word for word. I was so...
Right.
I was very, like, for lack of a good word, anal about it.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, now I just realize that like improv is really so much better because you can just do it, you know,
yeah.
And release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin, you know.
Yeah, I struggle with improv because I get too up in my head about it and it's just like, oh, what's the next word, you know, or am I going to say the wrong word? Am I going off on a tangent? Or yeah, so you do some improv as well?
I do.
Yeah?
It's. Wow. Not like full through, because some people can do full improvs, like the whole thing,
yeah.
They don't stop once. And those people, I admire the hell out of them, but
sure.
I will just cut bits and pieces out of everything, tape them together, and hope it works.
And let it go. It's just like, put it out there.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't have to listen to it again. After I put it out, it's not for me. It's their problem now. If they like it, great. If they don't, then I'm so sorry. Look forward to the next one.
Yeah, but that's an issue, isn't it? It's like, it's an issue for you, not for the listener. It's
exactly.
Like, it's out there.
As a content creator, like, you're just making things, you know, like, because you're making them. If you weren't, then you wouldn't be. So it's...
Yeah.
And enjoy or not.
Yeah, we sort of come back to that. It's free audio porn, people. It's free. So, you know, just suck it. If you don't like it, scroll on, you know, I guess, really.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing it behind a paywall or for commissions or anything like that. Do you do anything like that? Actually, I know you do. Sorry. So go, but for people who are listening who don't know, what other platforms are you involved in?
I am also featured on Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I have one audio in there exactly that is exclusive to that, but everything else is like from over here. But I really like having my stuff available. I guess there's not... I mean, there's a pretty big F4F, like, I guess, area over here. Like, we have GWA Sapphic, which I love a lot. And they're great. Their mods are actually really great as well.
Oh, I love them,
They're all so sweet.
Aren't
so
they?
Great.
Oh,
and
my God. Everybody's so nice.
Right?
And, like, genuinely nice. It's not like, oh, hi, how you doing? It's like, hey, how are you? You know, what's going on? It's a real...
Right. And you had, like,
real,
Lucy
right?
on here as well. Like, you had Fairy Princess Lucy on here as well.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm pretty sure she was, like, a mod on there as well. So, they're actually great. I just think there's always room for more FRF content, seeing as the greater part of, like, GWA, like, the regular one is just, you know... Mostly for heterosexual people, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. It's a smaller community, it would seem, but I think there's a definite, clearly there's an audience there, and it's something I'm sort of exploring a little bit more. Interestingly, I'm on Quinn as well, and they commissioned me to do FF content exclusive, so I'm about to step back into that sort of space with them as well. But yeah, that I get it in that it doesn't seem to get the exposure that and the profiling that it could. So I'm here for it. Let's get it out there.
Absolutely. Some great voices on there as well. So
yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, very, very much so. When I had a chat with Verbal, I was just, I know, I was like, oh, okay, deep breathing. don't fangirl.
What a lovely person. What just a great, awesome person, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But like you say, that the Sapphic community, GWA Sapphic, is... it's such a welcoming and warm space that I feel very included in and very welcomed.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very inclusive, as it should be, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because some of these places can be a little, you know, I don't want to say exclusive, but, yeah, there's, you know, I sort of dip in and out a little bit. I've sort of slowed down on my content for Reddit to focus on other things. But yeah, I'm so glad you're getting it out there. So what is your timeline like on a weekly basis? Are you creating weekly and posting?
I am, yes. So I'm making at least 2 a week. I like to do like one SFW, one NSFW. So, you know, everyone can get their stuff. And also, I'm trying to diversify my content a lot just because there's not much non-binary content, I think.
Right,
and I think, I don't know, it's everyone who's, I guess, on the fringes that, you know, people say. They deserve the most content because there's, you know, we're everywhere. So
yeah,
that's what we deserve.
Yeah, and to be able to be, well, to be represented, I guess, and to identify themselves. And I totally get what you're saying. With that, and you trying to diversify the audience that you're creating for, are you also diversifying the type of content that you're creating, whether it be, you know, the genres or, I don't know, the scenes or the kinks or the tags or the, what do you sort of veer towards?
I'm trying to do that, actually. I have this thing, it's called, like, Whose Prompt Is It Anyway?
Oh,
great
cool.
Play on that show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's basically people sending their, like, kinks and prompts. I try to, every week or two, I put them in this wheel, and I spin it around, and I see, like, which five or so tags. And if they're related, great. If they're not, oh, boy, we'll see where that goes. But that plays a lot into my improv, which I've always wanted to, you know, get into, like, in real life as well as on GWA.
So that's something you request from your listeners? Whose Prompt Is It Anyway?
Yes.
That is a brilliant idea. Wow, that's...
Right?
That's fantastic.
It's on Google Forms. Easiest thing. Oh. It's just like, what do you want? SFW? What do you want? NSFW? Questions, comments, concerns. Just make me say weird stuff, you know?
It's like, bring it.
Make me say
bring
weird
it
stuff. I'll say it and I'll like it.
It's just like, that's what a way to expand your range, your repertoire, and you're really kind of just let it go to the gods and just like, okay, audio gods, show me or just guide me. And yeah, wow. I really
pretty much. It's like it's like comedy in that it's like free therapy, right? Because you get to work, you get to work on yourself. You get to like see what's already in your head, and then you get other people being like, "Hey, try this," and you're like, "Yes, I will." So yeah, I like it a lot.
Have there been prompts that you're just like, I don't know what that is, or like, I don't even know where to start with that?
Not yet, but I think actually, you know what? In the beginning, yes, because a lot of people have sent in like asking for more sub content, and I like in the beginning I didn't know how to do that,
right?
I don't know, it was just so awkward. Like I thought it felt cringy, like for me, like coming from other people, like it's great, love it, A++ content, but when I hear my voice sing just like, mommy, you know, like it's weird. It's strange, right? Maybe not that in particular, but like thinking about myself saying that, it just gives me like, I don't know,
I guess we have, you know, given the timbre of our voices, it can be a little strange to, you know, just sort of get into that kind of small space, not little, but small space. It's just like, interestingly, I lean more towards being submissive, and I don't do a lot of sub content, because a little bit of it is like that. It's like, I don't sound submissive.
Honestly, like, I feel that myself as well, because, like, in real life, I'd probably be sub as fuck, but, like, I don't know, on an audio, it feels like, especially if I'm the one who's talking more, I feel like I should be giving more directions, and if I don't, it's kind of just, like, moaning and, like, silence in between, like, who's going to tell me what to do?
Please, please. Yeah, it just, just doesn't, I totally get what you're saying. Wow, I hadn't thought about it that much. Actually, but yeah, it's well, maybe I need to get. I love that whole idea of whose prompt is it anyway? That's wonderful. I was asked. I did a commission for somebody who want. The request was for all different types of wedgies. And
wait,
yeah,
wait a second. Yeah. Different types? There's types.
Oh yeah, Google that shit. It's fun. But I had to go and, you know, I had to do my due diligence and research all the different types of wedgies and create this audio, which really expanded my horizons.
Oh wait, I've seen it. I've seen it on the front page. I have seen that. Right. Oh my god, that was you.
Yeah, yeah. And I've done another. I probably shouldn't reveal that one, actually. No, but yes, sometimes I...
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I get just, yeah, those... So I was wondering if you've had prompts that you're just like, yeah, I don't know, I'm going to have to do some research for that. So perhaps learning to be submissive or portray a submissive role.
Oh, yeah, I put my hard limits on there. They know what I will and won't do.
Yeah, and with regards to that, what are your limits... In terms of the audios that you're comfortable recording?
Well, my limits are, you know, as everything fluid, right? So as I get more comfortable, maybe I'll do more things. Right now, I'm very vanilla in that I don't do, like, any, like, rape or non-con.
Sure.
I don't do any incest. I don't do any...
Yeah.
Wow. It's just really, like, I guess stuff that GWA does, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not comfortable with it yet. One day it'll happen. Spitting is one of those things. I don't know. Something about bodily fluids that aren't the ones that are from, like, down there.
Yeah.
It's weird for me.
Yeah.
So one day it'll happen.
Yeah. And isn't that interesting that, like you said, it's fluid. It is really, it evolves. I never thought I'd do anything with a rape tag, but considering, you know, how that needs to be identified, if it's hypnosis or if it's, you know, somnophilia, or there's always some, you know, context in which, you know, if consent is not given, you have to put that tag in. But and similar with incest, I do a lot of mummy dom stuff, but for me it's very much role play, and it needs to be clear that it's role play, because incest is a limit for me. Interesting.
I feel like it's something people like, which is like, fine, I guess, but, like, I don't know, I do prefer, like, if it's, like, just pseudo,
yeah, you know,
put the pseudo word in front of the incest and not pseudo, just non-act, I don't know, you know, just
you know, I get it.
It's so awkward. It's the tag itself, I think, that puts me off. Like, the rape tag itself, like, even if it's, like, somnophilia, if you've, like, agreed to it before, like, you still have to put the tag in. And I just, I don't know. Yeah. Something about it affects the rest of it for me.
Yeah, it was a bit of a mental hurdle for me to get over. And I have now, kind of, but it's still very, very... dependent on the script and how it's written and how it's presented, the scenario itself. So with that, are all your script choices based on, and what you write based on these prompts, or do you see scripts offered and just go, oh yeah, I dig that, I'm gonna do that?
I used to do a lot of my own stuff. So, like, the Nerd Jock audios before, like, those were all, everything that I've done so far that hasn't been a script was something that I, like, kind of wish I could have seen myself on, you know, these platforms. But I'm like, hey, that would be great if someone did that. I was like, hey, what if I do that?
I'm going to do it.
Cause, yeah, it's like writing a book. Like, if you want to see a concept in a book, you got to do it yourself. So, DIY.
Yeah. Are you finding that, you know, there are things that, like, for what you consume personally, what you listen to, are there times or, you know... when you're searching for something to listen to, that you just like, I just can't find it. I can't. It's not there. Or, you know, would you request something, or like to make it yourself? Like, I've never done a request, but you know, sometimes I am searching for that specific thing. I've got some writer contacts. I'm just like, hey, can you just make this, please? Can you make this happen?
Yeah, it's a trembling voice from me. Like, hey, can you please? Yeah. Honestly, yeah, yeah. It's like not begging for content, but like, please, please.
Say
for me, it was the deep voice tag. Like for women, like I would see a deep voice on some of them, and like they have lovely voices, but it's not like the timbre that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Which I think is anything that like, around like my level, like maybe a little bit like deeper than that. You have a great voice. I just want that to be known.
That's very kind. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's the voice kink. It's why we're all here, right? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's that voice that you want to tell you what to do.
Yes.
I think is, you know.
Yeah, and like you said, sometimes if it is tagged as a deep voice or, you know, something that appeals to you, it when you hit that play button, it's like, oh, yeah, no, that's not doing it. It's not doing it for me.
And you're like, is it though? Is it that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. With regards to what you do people in your real life know? Are they aware? Have you shared with people?
No, nobody knows anything, which is terrible because I get, you know, those intrusive thoughts you get when you're like, I could just tell someone, I could tell them and they'll know this thing about me. And then I don't, because that would be crazy.
Would it have an impact, do you think, like a negative impact potentially?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think people would look at me like a little bit different if I told them I did this in particular. But I mean, I do have one friend who she's very big into like the kink community, but she doesn't really know about GWA or anything like online stuff. She goes to like seminars, she'll go to like all those like events and stuff, and then she'll come and talk to me about them, and she'll be like, "Oh yeah, like breath play, it's like when you like choke someone, but like consensually and, like, and stuff." And I'm like, "Wow, I didn't know about that."
Yeah,
it's just like whoa. It's just really cute that she doesn't think I know what. I know, it's really sweet. It's really sweet. I think she wouldn't mind at all. I think she would celebrate that with me because we do have a lot of friends who are like sex workers or like just in that kind of field. So yeah, I think she'd take it very well. Other people, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you raised. Like in terms of sex workers, is that do you see this as sex work? Because I find that. I'm still sort of undecided. Some people do, some people, you know, very strongly don't. Do you have an opinion on that?
I think it's very subjective. I feel like if you're moaning into a mic for money specifically, it does become sex work because you are using like a characteristic that you have in a way that is, you know, sexual.
Yeah, it's transactionary, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's kind of like porn. It's people who do like, you know, collabs and stuff like that. Like if you do it in porn, it's of course sex work. But this, it's new, right? Like I guess in the past decade or so.
Yes.
But I think it should be considered.
Yeah.
It's a great thing because this is it's an option for some people, you know, and I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm mainly very new to discovering erotic audio, and I was. When I first discovered it and talked to my best friend, I know I've mentioned in a chat before, she's like, I was a little bit, hey, do you know about this stuff? It's on the internet and it's like, you get it in your ears. and she was very, she's like, yeah. And I said in my chat, I posted last week actually, I was like, bitch, please, why did you not tell me? So for me, it's very much, I'm very open about it, but I'm fortunate enough that I can be open about it, but I'll tell everybody, you know, just like, hey, do you know about this stuff? not to listen to me, but just like, you know, get the
just
word
in
out.
General, so you can listen to the stuff that you want to listen to.
Yeah.
I have these people in real life and they're like, I can't find good porn, you know, watching it, it's kind of weird and like, I'm just, listen to it. It's right there. And then I'll show them the like GWA as a page. I won't show them mine, you know.
Sure.
But they'll see it, they'll be like, oh, okay, I guess. They'll click on one and they're like, oh, I don't like that one. And they'll write the whole thing off. But it's not like that, you know. There's a flavor for everyone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so many chocolates in the box. Yes. really. And yeah, I have had a couple of people I've told about it, not that I'm specifically creating, but initially when I first started listening, I was like, yeah, nah, I don't get it. I was like, okay, that's cool. I guess, like, I don't get sort of mainstream porn anymore. You know, I'm just like, it's just, yeah, I guess I'm not going to yuck your yum, whatever works for you, but just so you're aware, this is out there. And, you know, then I have had friends who are like, oh, my God. I'm like, I know, right? She's like, yeah, you got another one.
It's that thing about a niche internet micro-celebrity, I think someone called it. And I think that tickled me so much because this... I think it's basically what it is, and for it to be about this particular thing that we're doing, I think it's hilarious.
Niche internet micro celebrity, I like it. Yeah, I like that. Somebody described it to me as like Reddit fame, like fake internet fame. Just like, what are we going to do with it? But I guess for you, if it's a creative outlet, as it is similarly for me, I just think. That's my satisfaction. That's what I get out of it. The whole upvote sort of approach and using that as a metric, does that sort of factor into your process and the way you create or the content that you create? Are you looking for that as I don't know, for the validation?
To measurement?
Yeah.
Not really. It's a cherry on top if people actually like my content, but I like to make things that I'm interested in. Yeah. So, like, you know, genres like, you know, like jock nerd or like teacher student, like I really like that kind of stuff. So I want to make it. And if people like it, hell yes, yeah. I will make more of it. I don't think numbers have really influenced my decision to make audios. But they... Actually, they have. They've encouraged me to make more of something that people
Brilliant.
Do like sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it happens, if it comes to that, then it's always content that I really like to make anyway.
Yeah. So it's self-fulfilling, I guess, in that respect.
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, primary. I hadn't thought about actually the numbers reflecting. I don't know, because I find the numbers so fickle. Just like
literally,
so many factors. You know, play into it, whether, you know, it's the time that you post or who else is posting at the same time and whether your audio gets buried. But yeah, I'm really trying to sit in that pocket of if one person gets a kick out of it, then that's a bonus, right? It's a win-win because I enjoy, you know, what I'm doing, clearly, but, and, you know, a handful of people, other people do too, which is, it is, like you say, it's a bonus, right? It's like, yeah, cool. But in terms of the feedback that you get when you do have something that's, you know, really well received,
that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
I love feedback. I love critique. I love when people comment on, like, this is what I liked about it. And I'm like, this is what I liked about it too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I like it when people like show their appreciation for something that you do because we're on the side of it where we don't really see the people, which sometimes, thank God, but also, you know what I mean? Because we don't really see it. We're not on a stage where people are like, I like that. And I'll tell you out loud.
Yeah, I'm going to clap loud.
You know, five
for
or six
it, yeah.
people. Exactly. We don't get to see that at all. So I know I'm like me. I just make my audios. I finish them. I toss them into the void. I never see it again. So if people like it, I don't know if they do until they say, hey, this was something that I liked. Do it again. And I'm like,
okay.
I will.
It's encouraging, right? it's so encouraging to get that those comments.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand. Do you have an anonymous Google form on yours or some sort of form where people, because I know some people are too shy to comment. It's something I've only been doing sort of the past 6 months is putting one on there. And I find the feedback on that really interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you don't have one at the moment?
I have an AMA that's up there right now. So I am very slowly getting through all of them in like, I think I'll do this one every week. But I've been getting questions, comments, concerns on stuff that I do. I don't think I've had much like feedback in terms of like for specific audios. I have requests, which is great. But I kind of just take what I get from like the Reddit comments and I go with that.
Yeah, have
it's
you
nice. Some
ever
of them are really sweet.
Sorry, go ahead.
Some of them are really sweet.
Yeah, I'm constantly sort of like, oh, that's so kind, thank you. because, you know, just, yeah, it's, I struggle with the praise. It's not a secret that I'm just so grateful that somebody would take the time to comment.
And honestly.
And, yeah, you know, you get it, right? Just, okay, thank you. That's just really generous and I appreciate it. Yeah, because I know occasionally, you know, when I was a listener, did I ever comment? Oh, no, not really. Did I? No, not really.
That's what
now,
I was thinking, yeah.
I don't comment publicly very often now. I much prefer to, if it's an option, send a message and just say, hey, look, really, really enjoy your content. Thank you for sharing. It's, you know, it just kind of speaks to me and, yeah. Literally, I get it. Thank you. And I find those, oh, and I don't know about you, but when I get a comment from another creator, I'm like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. When I like... got your DM and I was like, you want to interview what with who?
Oh, that's... We're just a couple of gals with mics, you know, that's all.
Yeah, literally. We're all so confused and we're not sure what we're doing, but we love it.
Yeah, we're having a crack at it. exactly. Yeah, why not? And that's the thing, I guess. It's have you found, since you've been doing this, what did you say, since June last year, has it helped, or whether it needed help or not, but, you know, with your own sort of confidence and just like, yeah, I can do this and I'm good at it.
Yeah, absolutely. For this and for real life, I guess. Because usually I'm more soft-spoken and at work, you know, my voice is like 3 octaves higher. So,
is it?
I don't know. I've started... Also, it's kind of made me a little nervous, too, because, like, if I really do talk like this, is someone going to know... I have that thing where, like, is someone going to know who I am? Which I probably not, because, you know, in real life, a lot of people talk like this, so I shouldn't be that worried. But it's one of those, like, again, like an intrusive fear that's not an actual thing. Irrational fear is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's given me a lot in that I know I can make something that people like, and I'll keep doing it because it makes me feel like I'm doing something fun, you know,
and contributing back to the space. It's kind of part of my motivation as well, is because like I got so much out of it as a listener, and to have the, you know, the opportunity to contribute back, and to know that people enjoy it, it's like, oh, it's kind of the, I feel like it's kind of the least I can do some days.
Absolutely.
And those comments are just from, I'm sure you get them, just that those comments that just like, oh, you know, this made my day, or just like, oh, I felt seen, or just like, I really needed this today. I was like, oh my God, thank you. I'm so glad.
Literally, like, I just made it hoping that people would like it. If it made your day, I hope you're having a better one now, but like...
Yeah. Yeah, I feel kind of quite privileged in a way that, you know, we're in this sort of position to be able to provide potentially a, you know, a sense of comfort or connection or care in the space. You mentioned just before, your voice is different at work.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and you actively do that?
I do. It's kind of like my IRL voice because it's easier that way. When you're at Starbucks and you're like, hey, a venti latte for Chris Andriana or something. It's kind of, I don't know, it's more like a, hey, it sounds weird now because my voice isn't primed for that right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I sound like a sorority girl. And I don't know, maybe I'll do a concert
with
that at some
point.
Shout out
sorority girls, you do you.
Shout out sorority. I used to be one, which I have a lot of insight on that. So that is definitely a possibility, but my voice has been through a lot, let's say.
Yeah.
Because when I was around like 13 or 14, that's when my voice actually started to drop. And I was like, am I actually a girl. So it was one of those things where, like, I was, everyone else was like talking at a higher register and I was so confused, and it was one of those things where people were just like, why do you talk like that? And like, I don't know.
Dude, it's just how it is.
I don't know why it's like this. Yeah, dude, it's the way it is. It really is. I don't want it to be, but it is.
That's really interesting to me. You was that just a throwaway comment, or did you actually think, hang on, what's going on here? How am I going to identify, given that this is my voice and it's mine for life?
Yeah, that was a thing.
Molly.
I am surprised you caught that. I just say it sometimes. People don't really notice.
Oh, no, that's a pretty big fucking
really
thing.
Big
that's
thing
pretty
for me.
Yeah, that's really big. Yeah.
Oh, God. It was. It was a very big identity sort of thing for me. And it helped me realize that I don't have to have an identity, or I don't have to have one that's like constant, because, you know, everyone else is seeing that you're supposed to be this one thing.
Exactly.
And sometimes, like, on GWA, you'll get these things, like these comments as well. Like, someone before was like, how is this a woman's voice?
And how did you respond to that?
I responded by saying, I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Which is great, because I think that person blocked me because I couldn't respond to it. But, like, you know, some of my other, like, friends or, like, mutuals who have seen it, they're like, yeah, she is, because she, you know, yeah. Like, so they defended me for me. There's also, like, it probably shouldn't be weird to me, but, like, there's a lot of men who listen to F4F content, and they look for that stuff, and even they don't really care about the deep voice act. They just look at it, and they'll be like, this is a man's voice. You can't tell me it's not.
Oh, how does that make you feel, Molly? Because I identify with that a bit. How I don't know. That kind of messes with my head a little bit, if I'm completely honest.
Ooh, absolutely terrible. I was shaking. I had to end.
God.
Yeah. I was gaming with someone. I was like, wait, pause. I can't do this anymore. We'll resume this tomorrow. I need to think about something. Man, that was rough, because it's like a whole identity thing, right?
Darling.
And me being on GWA for, I think it was like 5-6 months at that point, and I've had finally kind of found my feet, that like people actually are accepting this. I have a voice that people actually like. For someone to say that and say it in a way that's like, why would someone like your voice because it is a man's voice, and why would you identify yourself as something
off.
That you're not?
Makes my blood boil. Sorry, go on.
Literally, no, I feel you. That's how I felt, but like for myself and for everyone else that this happens to, because I know I'm not the only one, obviously.
Yeah.
That these people would just go up to like content that is free and say these things that they don't have to say. It's like going up to like, you know, a show that you don't like and being like, I don't like the show. It's like, you don't have to say that, you know?
Yeah, there's no benefit to it whatsoever. If anything, it's harmful. It is what it is. And sometimes, I had a comment recently that my initial response was, you can fuck right off for your free audio porn. But then sort of 24 hours later, it really hit me. And I just, okay, I'm going to have to work through that silly little comment from, you know, silly little, I don't know. I got upset and it hurt. It was hurtful. But, you know, likewise, the community sort of, you know, a few people rallied and it was, you know, modded the comment, and I responded by saying, care to elaborate? And I was ready to launch. I was ready to eviscerate very diplomatically and very quietly, but still, let's have a conversation.
You were prepared, right?
Yeah. I'll bring it. Don't even. The bloodlust was real.
It's triggering. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Because people are telling you what
is,
your identity
right?
should be, you know? Yeah. And, like, even if I was, like, trans or something else, which, like, it wouldn't make a difference, because you wouldn't go on someone else's content and tell them that they're not making what they think they're
exactly.
making.
Exactly. That it's beyond the point. The point is the comment was unnecessary. And you know, as a result, it's really upset me. And I know they shouldn't. I know we should let these things wash off us. But, you know, we're human.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Unfortunate
very.
Though it is.
Yeah. Just like, okay, well, fuck them is what was what all I have to say to that. So, you're kindly fuck off. Sorry, I get a little sweary when I get upset, and that upsets me, Molly, that you've had that experience. But I guess this is what happens when you shake hands with the internet, right?
Literally. Honestly, it's fine now because yeah. I'm one of those people who I get mad for about 2 or 3 days and afterwards I'm like, well, it's just, I don't, who are you?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're irrelevant. You are. Yeah, all that comment.
Yeah, also, yeah. Your comment got removed and yeah. It's not my issue anymore because out of sight, out of mind. Please shut up forever.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Talk to you never. So that, yeah. Did that sort of shake you to a, did you sort of question if you were going to remain or continue on at all?
Things like that do sometimes, because I feel like, you know, what's the point? But then it's one of those things where someone says, like, if you have, like, one or two haters, you probably have, like, 10 or so people who actually like your content.
Yeah.
So that kind of keeps me going, because the people who I've met on this and the people who I've met on, like, the Discord server, like, they're really great. They're great people, yeah. And they're so encouraging, and they're so yeah. welcoming, and it's like, why would I stop because of one really shitty person when I have, like, yeah. all these lovely people here, like, to support me?
So much support, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So just so much support. And you're right. It's, I could never, I don't know, put content out there on a, I don't know, like, I could never be an actor because the reviews would mm-hmm. kill me. I don't have the wherewithal or the backbone to just weather, you know, bad reviews. So it's like, yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. not happening. But yeah, you're right. You just think one person, one comment, or, you know, these isolated comments, mm-hmm. just like, you know, you should be so
it's
lucky.
Like, it's a bad part of Trail Mix.
Beg your pardon?
Exactly. It's the yeah. it's the bad part of Trail Mix. Like, when you have Trail Mix, that one thing you don't like gets sprinkled in there, but everything else is so good.
And so
everything
good for
else
you.
Is tasty.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like, I love Thai food, but if there's a hint of coriander, which I think, what do you call it? Cilantro, I think it's called.
Cilantro, yeah.
But if there's a hint of it in there, I'm just like, yeah, no. I will throw that curry as far as I can. But yes, one tiny little thing that can sort of get, I don't know, needle away at you, but your response to it, I guess you have your initial reaction to it, but your yes. response to it is, you know, whatever.
I have learned to be very patient with people, especially on Reddit comments, yeah. because some of these people, they're just on their, like, 24/7, right? They don't really know what their tone is when they're saying things. So
true.
They might be trying to, I don't know, they might not be trying to sound like an asshole, but they do. And they yes. have no idea how they come across. Sometimes that's not the issue, and that's mostly how it is.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, be patient, be kind to yourself, because dealing with this stuff is, it's harmful for yourself, because it's, like, I don't need the therapy for this.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
why should I put myself through it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm sort of, unfortunately, in the past couple of days, have experienced a little bit of, not me directly, but other friends in the community have experienced content theft. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, it kind of, it's another one of those kind of hits to the gut where you just think, why am I doing this? And this, obviously, that's content behind a paywall. But whether it actually, it's not always behind a paywall for some of these people. It's been writers who've had their scripts, you know,
just ripped. And people use them. They don't give, like, any shout out or whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. For, you know, their own purposes. And it would make me sort of question, why am I doing this? But then you're right. You know, so go back to the 10 people, whatever the number is, who do get a kick out of what you're doing and do appreciate and focus on that, I think is the lesson out of it, right?
Absolutely. It's terrible though, people getting their content stolen, because I, you know, a few months ago I heard about it happening, and then someone else, like, started a new account and was doing it. I think they were doing it, like, on a Patreon or something as well.
Yeah.
So it was really gross to hear.
It is. You mentioned the Sapphic server. I'm a member on that too, and unfortunately I don't get on there too often, but with regards to the community, when you first started recording, were you sort of actively looking for a community, or you just sort of happen upon it? And I've found it, particularly in the last 6 months at least, to be, it really buoys me almost on a daily basis, the community in itself.
Honestly, yeah, I didn't find it. Whoa, what's that accent? I didn't find it until I think about September, November of last year. Mm-hmm. I started on GWA because I thought that was the only one there was. And I was like, oh, there's GWA sapphic. There's the gay version. Yeah. Yeah, that was great. So I found that. I put most of my content on that. I recently stopped posting on GWA itself just because, you know, there's some stuff on there I still don't agree with. But the GWA sapphic is great. Honestly, they're so vigilant about everything. Like,
yes.
Yeah. You just can't. Yeah, you can't be harmful to other people is what it is. They're always like, you know, tag people who have written scripts in the comments so they know that you've done it. Yeah. They're making a safe community for, you know, voice actors and script writers and the people who listen to it. So I really like that about them because they're great. Again, they're like they're really vigilant.
They encompass, you're right, the whole community there. It's the creators and the listeners as well, that it's a safe place for them. Whereas, I guess other subreddits, I don't see that same level of inclusion from, mm-hmm. you know, at times. But, it's something that stands out about the sapphic subreddit and the server in itself. That I really, really appreciate. It's a point of difference for them, and I'm here for it. And I want to sort of support it as much as I can. Moving forward, are there any, aside from the prompt, is there anything that you're looking to explore further, or just sort of catches your eye in terms of scripts, you know, that you probably haven't? You mentioned you're trying to explore. Is anything specific sort of jump out at you, or just think, oh yeah, maybe I could get into that?
In terms of anything specific, not really, but someone made a comment on one of the stuff that was like, there's a Molly cinematic universe, because I connected two of the things together. I made a reference. So what I want to do is I want to build that world.
Ah.
I want to build it. I want to fill it. I want everyone to know each other. And I want it to be chaotic as hell.
Let it rain. Let it rain down the chaos. So a cinematic world, are you meaning like your own sort of like a personal subreddit of yours and creating a community?
No, it's just literally, referencing things in my audios that like reference other things, making things connect that, you know, you never would have thought. Just, it's a silly thing. It's a silly thing.
I love it.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. If you can develop that.
Everyone's going to know each other, and everyone's going to know everyone's doing it with each other. It's going to be so awkward. But like every half of a relationship is going to be me. So do with that what you will.
And back to me.
Literally.
I love it. Oh, gosh. So with regards to your other... So Quinn is your other platform. Where else can people find you or your content?
For my content right now, it's just on Quinn, and it is on Reddit. I am trying to start a Patreon soon. I want to figure out how I'm going to, like, charge and stuff like that.
Sure.
Because I do like people having access to my content for free.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that someone would pay money to listen to me, maybe make one or two more audios a week.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll be a thing that'll happen, sooner or later.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. I'm not too long in my sort of Patreon career. Gosh, that sounds professional. So not. That's really exciting that, you know, people may be able to get a little bit more, some exclusive content from you.
Are you liking it though, your experience so far?
Yes, very much so. It's fluid, it evolves. I'm still a little staggered at the fact that people want to pay for more of me. Hang on, and then I need to remember they want to pay for more of Wicked Fairy, not me, the person. But actually, there's probably a little bit of me in there. Probably a lot of me in there.
It's a personality, honestly.
Beg your pardon?
It's a good personality. It's your personality.
Like,
it draws people in, and I feel that that's really conducive to a good environment as well. So,
thank you. Yeah, thanks. I really. I'm just so bloody grateful, you know, every day I kind of walk, I'm still, because imposter syndrome is still very real. I just kind of walk around going, what? Do you even go here? You know, sometimes. Just like,
do you have that moment when you're listening to something that you've made and you're playing that part over once more because you have to listen to it before you put it out. And you're thinking, why did I do this? Why have I done this? Why am I actually going to post this in about 10 minutes?
Why am I still doing this?
I feel that. Oh, I feel it and I keep on feeling it.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't, if I can help it, which is probably 95% of the time, I don't listen to myself. I just record it and post it.
Do you?
Yeah, because... One, because, yes, I think it harks back to that not being comfortable with my voice and not liking the sound of my voice and being told, you know, when I was younger, that's like, you have a very deep voice. And I said in my chat last week that, you know, I sang male parts in choir at school and I played male roles in productions. And I was like, okay. This is happening.
Give me that baritone anytime.
Oh, yeah. I'm high-fiving you right now. So I don't listen if I can help it. Obviously, I have to listen to these and I still get a little uncomfortable. I'm just like, oh, what? You sound like that. Anyway.
Wait, so you don't do editing at all?
Not if I can help it. No, it's very, very rare. I do for collabs, and I use that word editing very loosely because it's something that I'm learning for collabs. But also I do for paid content because I'm thinking, well, people are paying, I really should step it up.
You know, because your audio sound really very professionally made. Like, I don't know. I thought there was like editing involved. Like, it just sounds so good.
Oh gosh, Molly, thank you. That's very kind. I don't. And I cold read. So cold read, one take, upload, post, done. Be gone. Sort of thing.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. But that, I think that's part of, you know, similarly, I have a background in performing arts. But yeah, mm-hmm. I can't listen to myself. And I think it all is linked to that, you know, those comments from when I was younger. Just thinking, oh, you've got, and I was like, right. Yeah, what of it? This is my voice. What, you know, I'm not changing it.
It's that war with yourself, being like, I know people like this, but I don't like it.
Yeah, that's so true. That's really true. Mm. It is a little bit of an inner conflict, but yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there slowly, and a lot of other people have got there. So I'm like, okay. Maybe.
Hell yeah. Look, you're making content people like. What else could you want, you know?
Yeah, so true. So true. Well, the cinematic universe I look forward to. That's Molly Cinematic Universe. I love it. I guess because it's a little bit more when it's original content, you know, you're really delving inside someone's mind then. Do you feel more vulnerable with the improv and original content?
I absolutely did. It was terrible. Because I, as you can see, I have a lot of those, like, in between when you're actually saying content and those, like, stuff like that. So I have to stop every so often just to be like, hey, stop that. Mm-hmm. Say what you want to say. Don't put anything else between it. Mm. Exactly. I say it a lot in my audios. I say use your words, and I don't, which is hilarious because I'm also a communications major. Love that for me.
I love that for you too.
It doesn't
English
work
major,
out.
Communications major. Okay. How's that working out?
This
for
should
you?
Be cakewalk, honestly. I'm just talking into a mic for someone to hear, which is, you know, it should be easy. And
it
yet
should,
here
it really
we are.
Should be.
Literally, I spend maybe like upwards of like an hour to like an hour and a half actually recording the audios, and then afterwards I spent about another hour and a half at least to edit out all those little like crumbs of stuff that people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the, you know, the or the or so that's basically literally just hang, oh shit, oh no, ah, crap, oh fuck, it basically is what it is. Edit out 10 whole minutes of just that like garbage stuff in between everything else. But I am very amazed that you don't do that. I just, one take wonder, I love that for you. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I do think a lot of that comes to me, that ability comes from sight reading as a musician and having to just go with it. And so I do think it was a skill that was developed early on. As an instrumentalist, and I've said before in chats, you know, the irony of all of this, you being a communications major and an English major, I was a voice major. So just,
ooh.
just like,
Oh my God. It makes so much sense. Oh man, our majors are going to be our downfalls.
That's interesting. Totally. Maybe that's how people should choose their profession. Like, do the thing you can't do. Maybe, well, choose their majors. Like, just focus on the stuff you can't do. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But right now, I really enjoy your perspective, and I'm really grateful that we got to have a chat, and I can't wait to see, you know, where you go with this. Like I said, the cinematic universe, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. That and the prompt concept, oh, fantastic. That's, wow, what a brilliant
idea. I'm looking forward to seeing that from you, hopefully.
Beg your pardon?
Really fun. I'm looking forward to seeing that from you, maybe, if that happens. I feel like you would do great with it.
Oh, I don't know. So improv is something I'm working on, but even, not so much improv in that respect, but I was having a chat with a writer yesterday, actually, and I feed very well off other people. I much prefer that. But sitting here in, like, today I've got to finish a custom. I was like, okay, what do I write? So the struggle is real some days. But if I have that sort of seed and I have that sort of back and forth with somebody, my mind just races. And so maybe I need a muse. Actually,
starting is hard. It's like you know, when you write, do you do that thing where you write the parts that you want to see first and then you connect them all together?
No, I don't actually.
Love that.
Yeah, but so that's your process?
Yeah, pretty much. Because for every audio concept, like before, it used to be like memes. I would connect memes together.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and now I just I write what I want to see in a scene, and then I just make it happen. Wow. Afterwards, somehow it works.
I think that's a real skill, actually. I think script writing in itself is an amazing. I am just in awe of script writers, and we're so fortunate within this community to have such incredible talent and such a variety. Do you find?
Oh, absolutely, there's everything on there.
Yeah, some of it I have no idea of, and I should probably, you know, stop scrolling and read, and you know, and that's the other thing, because I don't read scripts beforehand. There are probably a lot that I have missed because I didn't. I don't know whether the tags I didn't understand, or the initial synopsis I didn't understand, or I don't do any actually sort of monster or mythical or magical type content. It's all very, you know, real life. but yeah, I'm kind of thinking maybe it's something I should, I don't know, stretch and look into it. And in that respect, do you do any content? You don't, you're saying quite vanilla with your content.
For now, yes. But I've been delving into stuff. Been trying to get into, there was a werewolf thing that I've been having going on. Today I just posted one that was a vampire one.
Ooh.
We'll see if it's very Twilight, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Very Twilight. So we'll see if it evolves from over there. Maybe I'll do a Kraken or something. We'll do something fun.
Oh, I like that.
It'll be so weird. We'll make all the squishy sounds. Oh, God. I am shivering thinking about it. It's the editing, too. See, because sound effects, that's another thing. Because if I do it, then I have to do it.
Yeah, you're not going to half-ass it. You really need to invest in, if you're going to create a different universe, it would seem you do have to, go that bit further, don't you?
Yeah, it's like with the wedgie one, like with the sound effects. Is that something that you had to do? How would you do a wedgie sound effect?
Actually, that was way back in the beginning of my, when I first started doing custom audios. And on my order form, it was very clearly stated, I do not do SFX or sound design because I'm lazy. But also, I got no clue what I'm doing. But now I have a little bit more, I don't know, I've learned a handful of things that that sort of seem to get me by.
But hell yeah.
The wedgie, now I'm thinking maybe I should remaster that. And
I was going to say like an updated wedgie, like, you know, just so we can see where they've come, you know how far they've gone.
Yeah, maybe.
What other wedgie frontiers have not been discovered yet? Let's find out together.
My God, I learned some stuff researching that. I also, I did a custom that involved, the request was for 9 different porn stars and like ultimate gangbang. But they were actual porn stars. And so I went in and researched, you know, for science, each one of them, and you know, wrote down their, you know, their descriptions, you know, their physical attributes, and also the type of content they created professionally. And so I had like a list of, like, well, Amy has, she's a brunette, you know, double G, and she's really into anal. So I had a little dossier on each of these, and then, yeah, so yes, that probably took more hours of my life than it should have, but it made for
the
recipient.
That
was
straight up work.
Yeah, it was interesting to me, but it also taught me, just like, okay, you don't need to go that far. You're not getting paid enough for that. But it was,
sometimes you want to go above and beyond, though. You want to make it good because it's paid for content, you know?
Yes. Oh, very much so. Very much so. One where I had to be... I get this a little bit. Angela White, I don't know if you know her, porn star Angela White. I get that reference a little every now and then. But they wanted Angela White and me. And so I thought, I'm going to have to record myself twice. And how the hell do I do that? So, yeah, I've been pushed into learning new skills. But, yes, it's been
wild.
An interesting ride so far. But I love it. Oh. You sound like you really enjoy it too.
God, yeah. I'm liking where this is going because people are asking for fun things. And it's stuff that I never would have thought about myself, right? So, you know, got to branch out.
Yeah. I love it. I'm really pleased that you're enjoying it so much, and you're putting out the amount of content that you are. And I'm sure, you know, for those of us with a deep voice, it's very, I don't know, there's something quite, I find a little bit of solidarity with that.
Hey, look, you're one of the trailblazers here, you know, so hats off to you.
There's not many of us, but we are here. We have our little niche that seems to be expanding for me. I don't know about you, but yeah, that whole self-acceptance, which is like, okay, I'm doing this, you know, and people are liking it, so I'm going to continue to do it. So.
Exactly. If I don't accept it, other people will accept it for me, and that's fine.
That's so true.
Less work on my part.
Yeah. Baby steps, right? Baby steps. So with the with you starting a Patreon, that's, I guess that's just that next level, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put all the weird stuff on there. People see the vanilla stuff in real life. All the weird stuff are going on Patreon.
You heard it, people. Get amongst it, all right? Well, thank you, Molly, for joining me today and having a chat. It's just been delightful to get to know your process and your motivation and your experience in the space. I think we're quite aligned in a fair few things in that respect. But yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me. I love being in the wardrobe. Better than a closet any day.
I like that. Yeah. Come into the wardrobe. It's better than the closet. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Look at you and the prompts.
Oh my God. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we will. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Molly. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Well, thank you so much. See you soon.